Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We have Kennedy's mystery animal sound. We're going to play for you here in just a minute and try and figure out what exactly it was. But I missed the story of what you were doing for your vacation because I was off on vacation.
Yeah, so,
I understand you were going camping.
Yeah, and it was just, I couldn't do anything I wanted to do. And it was really starting to eat me alive.
Right.
Because I was afraid I was going to stay home for a week, which I just didn't want to do.
No.
So then I figured, well, camping is easy enough. I'm a good camper. I know what I'm doing.
Yep.
I mean, I've never really gone alone, but whatever. And so I found this place that, I don't want to say that they set everything up for you, but the tent is there. It's sort of like Airbnb for camping.
Right.
So you're not in a camping site. You're not next to somebody. You're on somebody's land that they own it.
That's cool.
And then they set up, there's a permanent tent, like a big canvas tent, which was probably, and a platform, and then like a queen size bed.
That is so nice.
Ish thing in there. We and like bought, a little chair.
Barrett and I bought a new tent for our trip while we were going.
Well, I was going to.
Right. And we brought an air mattress and it didn't fit inside the tent. We didn't sleep for
Measure
2 days.
Measure twice, cut once. Yeah. So that was nice, but everything else was pretty rustic, you know, about it. But it was lovely, and it's way up in Maine. It was in a town called Merrill, which has a population of 273 and a moose population of 600.
Oh, wow. My God, Kennedy.
So it went all the way up to 274 people when you got there.
Yeah, visiting. So, and then, of course, all the stress comes with you have to get a COVID test first.
Yep.
Because you can't go to Maine without one.
Oh, wow.
And even though I knew I wasn't going to see another human being, and nor would anybody ask me for it, I felt just nervous. Like it was.
Of course.
It just, ew. So, first of all, I decided to take one last try at hiking up one of the 4,000 footers. And I think while you were gone, like one of the things I've been trying, I'll put a goal for myself, how many years it takes to hike all the 4,000 footers in New Hampshire.
Okay.
So the journey starts with one step. I still haven't gotten there yet. So you know that my car couldn't climb Mount Washington.
I do.
So that was strike
that.
One.
Right.
And then I tried again.
Yep.
And then I tried again.
Yep.
And then Saturday I tried again.
Okay.
Still didn't make it up.
Okay.
Made further than I made it before, and I'm just going to take that as a win. But New Hampshire mountains want me to lose.
Okay.
So then it's a 5-hour drive up to this place in Maine.
Right.
Off a dirt road. Off a dirt road. Off a dirt road. And I pull in really not knowing what to expect. And my GPS, you know, when you get out there, your GPS is like, it's sort of around here.
Good luck.
But I found it, and I pull in, and I'm like, where do I park? Because it's a little cabin and a car.
Right.
And I was like, was somebody already here? Is there two people here? What do I do? And this lovely man steps out and says, hello, I'm Andy. Here's my land. Welcome.
Oh.
And Elvis jumps out of the car and he's like, hello.
Hey, Andy, you want to play?
Andy's a great guy from New Jersey. Used to manage bands back in the day in the Horde Festival time. And so it was his land I was staying on.
Oh, okay.
And it was a lovely place. It was this huge tent, like I say. But it was hot. It was unseasonably hot in Maine.
Which
it was
is
as
so
hot
wild.
In Maine as it was here.
Right.
And, you know, half the reason I wanted to go up there was just like it would be cool.
And last time we were there, it was 4th of July weekend, and it was like 78 from sunup to sundown.
Any time you go to Maine, except the 3 days I was there, would have been the same.
Yes.
So while I camped and I was a pro and cooked food and
of course
percolated coffee and whatnot, during the middle of the day, it was 90 degrees, which means it's 90 degrees in the shade.
Right.
And Elvis was hot. So we spent a lot of time just driving in the car with the air conditioning on. You know, like I would go to a scenic place where you could see Mount Katahdin or, you know, a place where we could hike and then end up in some water that he could jump around in. But, you know, I spent a good portion of the day in a car with the air conditioning on. So I drove like hundreds of miles.
Oh, my God.
So then at dusk, it would get, you know, It was quiet there. It was so quiet. There was no one. He was the only house in as far as I could see. Mm. Really. You know, down the way there was. But
it's glorious to me.
It was, Carson, it was everything I ever dreamed of. You know me. Isolation is...
Yeah.
But anyway, every night at dusk, these animal sounds would happen. Now, there are moose. There are bear. Mm-hmm. There are any other number of animals, but they talk about the moose and the bear. And so here's what it sounded like at night.
No. Nope. That's me crying as a baby.
What? I would pack up.
Was it a fisher cat?
So the first night I was convinced it was either moose or bear. Yeah. And they were like just letting people know they were in town and they were coming to see me because I just cooked hot dogs and they were hungry.
Yeah.
They're cows.
You're what? Kidding.
They're cows.
You're kidding me.
This is cow?
Yeah. So I was surrounded by cow farms. That's what this part of Maine is. It's all cows. Huge, gigantic farms full
Why
of cows.
Why are they screaming?
So at night, at dusk, they move them. They move them from one place to another so that they can eat here, right? And they make all manner of noise when they're... And they walk them down the middle of the street. And then there's guys in their ATVs going, get along! Get along! It's like Yellowstone, but not.
Why didn't Andy give you a heads up and say, hey, just so you know, the chupacabra-sounding things that you're going to hear in the middle of the night are just cow.
Because he's lived there and he don't care.
He's probably so used to it.
And I'm a grown-ass woman who should know better. So that happened.
Kennedy, those cows are screaming.
They were just, you know, they were mad being moved. They didn't want to move. They were, you know, full from the day of eating. I don't know. But once I knew what it was.
No, that is Sasquatch. Like not a cow.
The second day I was like, Andy, are those cows? He goes, yep, they're cows. You should walk out to the street and watch them move them. It's pretty interesting. I'm like, okay, great. What else? I bought a whole case of beer. I didn't drink one.
Oh, Kennedy.
The animals. Oh, so... I get back home.
Yes.
Like I said, this was not my favorite vacation.
Sure.
So I get back home. You know, I'm unpacking. I'm cleaning. So they want to show the house again. For those of you that don't know, the house I live in, my landlord wants to sell it.
Yeah.
Can we come look at your house at 1 o'clock on Sunday? Fine. It gives me an excuse to clean anyway. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
The nice man comes in to look at it. And he sits there and he goes, your house is way better than the other house. Because he's selling two of them. And I was like, well, thank you. And then he just starts talking to the realtor like they're talking business,
right.
Which has nothing to do with me. Right. And quite frankly, should be a conversation not had with me.
Normally, the people living in the house leave.
Well, they don't care. This right. is, you know what I mean? They're buying it as a rental property. It's not like they go into a house looking at it like a normal person would. Oh, I love this and I hate this and I'm going to change that. They don't care. Mm-hmm. They just want to, you know, there's this much money that they're going to make every year.
Right.
Because that's how they're positioning it. Not as like a family who wants to come live in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So he looks at the guy and he goes, so I'm going to make a cash offer. So my heart falls because cash offer, obviously. And he goes, and then I'm going to tear it down.
Kennedy.
I burst into tears. Like I didn't even mean to. I didn't. It's not my house. And the realtor, who's the nicest man, just looks at me and goes, like they're all wearing masks. So all I see is his eyes. And he's like, I could tell he's going, ee! And I'm just like, look, it's not my house. And the guy who wants to buy it is like, I know, it was probably your mom's house. I go, no, I haven't even lived here since October, but I like it. I kind of hoping I would stay for a while. It's only the fifth time I've moved in 11 years, but you know, I really thought I could stay. And then he came over to hug me, and I didn't know what to do because who hugs strangers anymore? And he's like, I really feel badly. And then then there's a light at the end of the tunnel. If there, I know there isn't, but... He goes, well, look it. If I try and rent this house, I can only make X dollars. I go, I give him X dollars a month, which was almost twice what he thought he could get for it. And he goes, oh, well, maybe that's a different story. And I said, oh, maybe it is. But either way, I'm going to tear it down.
I need.
From the 718, it sounds like you camped at Jurassic Park. From the 978, Silence of the Cows.
I mean, that part was great. I saw the Perseid meteor showers. I saw more stars than I've ever seen in my life. You know, kind of got contact with my head. Didn't. But right. I might have, could have, but I didn't. They're kind of surrounded by trees. It was just like a halo of stars. But
just real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bathroom situation.
There wasn't one. Without going into deep details.
Yes.
This company provides the campground with sort of a camping toilet, if you will, like a box with right. a bucket and yeah. a nice toilet seat on top.
And then you have to.
But it's, you know, all out in the middle of the wilderness. Yeah. But it didn't matter because it was my place. I walked around naked. I didn't care.
Yes.
However, it comes with these special bags from NASA that you can do your business in and then put it in the garbage can, which you normally couldn't do.
Sure.
He didn't have any of those bags. He handed me a shovel.
With the cows.
Reminded me of my army days, Carson. So I was out there, kids. I was out there.
This vacation just
it was the worst. If I can't go somewhere in December.
No, we're taking you somewhere. I don't care.
Then you guys, I don't know what you're going to need to do with me, but put sand down here. Find me someone to bring me beverages in the morning. I don't know, but.
Yeah, we're going to Mexico.
I love camping. I love hiking. I love all of it, but I'm not doing it again. It's not happening.
This is
Carson and Kennedy.
Only for one.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.